This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Regarding today, regarding this hour, you have found a place where there's no spam. It's all right square from the shoulder. Information and conversation about today on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The winter weather that people are focused on, man, oh, what a mess. When you look at the death toll, this brutal storm, the weather, a friend of mine in Oklahoma City, 15 below zero last night there, and they just don't know how to, the electricity's out, the heat doesn't work, people, their homes are being ruined because the pipes are exploding and flooding everything. This is going to be a nightmare for insurance companies, you can be sure of that. And insurance costs will go way up in that area because of this, roofs, it's just a mess. And the weather now, if you look at the sort of the big bell, upside-down bell curve, the South has gotten it, the Midwest is getting it, and it's going into the Mid-Atlantic. You'll get a big storm tomorrow, and I'll probably get it here Friday. Victoria, where you are in New Jersey.
Yeah, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, I think it even can stretch into Saturday from what I'm seeing. So, it'll be not fun.
Yep. So 115 million Americans in the path of this storm. And 15 people have died as a result of it. The cold weather. There was a tornado. That's what happens. It's starting this time of year when there are these kind of weather clashes. Remember, we're only a month away, a little more than a month away from the beginning of spring. So with that comes this volatile weather. These patterns get more volatile as we get into the vortexes and the equinoxes and all that other stuff that comes together as the seasons change. So the clashes create all kinds of things. It's not unusual in a storm when it's this cold in these areas, where it's cold, there isn't going to be these huge thunderstorms. But where you get closer to the warmer weather, it seems weird when there's snow instead of rain, you see lightning and hear thunder. And that's sort of part of all of this wild stuff that's going on. So basically, with the exception of Florida and California, the country is a mess, weather-wise. That seems to be, anyway. I don't know. Is it good for skiing? For those people who are the Rockies have gotten a lot of snow. So I guess it's probably a good, if you can get in, go to, when I was coming through, where did I fly to? Oh, no, it was Florida this past weekend. But I remember this weekend I'm going to California, and I'm going to go through a couple of places. And the week after that, I'm going to Denver. And so that area is very, you get into the area of Texas, northern Texas, and up the Rockies. I hear there's a lot of, I think Jack said there was great skiing in Salt Lake City. So perhaps that's the silver lining. But who wants to go out? Isn't it one of the things, one of the attractions of skiing, that you can ski the weather being close to freezing so that when it's invigorating, but when it's so cold, is it invigorating? Anybody here a skier?
Snow angels.
One of the things I loved the most in Colorado was it was warmer, even though it was still so cold, so you could snowboard down the mountains with fresh powder and just a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Springsteen
is huge, yeah. Or snowboarding, yeah. Well, because it's warm enough out, but you've got enough packed underneath you that it's not like slushy. New England snowboarding skiing is very weird because it's the terrain is rocky and it tends to just be a lot of ice, and so you really want to go on days where it's a fresh snow, because other than that you're just skating on ice everywhere. It's not
so fun. What are they doing about fixing the power? That seems to be the big obviously the big problem, and with all these millions of people without power, what are they doing?
They're working on it, I guess.
What does that mean?
It means.
This has got to make people freak out about the future, though, because this is really the push. And so if it takes one weird snowstorm in Texas to knock out power to a large chunk of the state, I mean, they're getting 23% of their power from turbines, and those turbines are freezing.
Frozen up.
It,
yeah,
frozen solid.
There's a push by 2035, I think, in the Biden administration to make sure we've got clean energy and clean climate. It's the same problem I pointed out when in California they want everybody to be in electric cars by 2035. Well, that's not that far away. And we can't even have our power grid on when it's windy outside. So how are you going to charge up people's cars and their sole mode of transportation?
Nobody's thinking about that, Jennifer. Sign on to the religion that green cars and green this and green that. Listen, it's a laudable thing. I'm more of a conservationist and a real conservative than most people who claim to be a conservative, but I'm also a realist. And when you look at all of this stuff and see how these things break down because somebody hasn't thought of this or they haven't planned for that, but the mania behind it, yeah, we've got to clean up the air. Okay, yes, we do. You're right. We do have to clean up the air. But at what expense? At what cost? And so it isn't just the turbines. I mean, the solar during a snowstorm, you got no solar power because the snow covers up the solar panels.
The panels,
so
yeah.
You can forget about any place where there's a lot of snow. If you're trying to do solar, forget it. And you know this is the sort of unrealistic way that people have. It's laudable. It's great. We need to do all the things that these people are talking about. But are you really thinking it through? You know, that's kind of, I guess we could say that when you look at the whole business about the vaccines and how many we need. You know, Biden says we've got to get 3 million shots a day. Great. Okay. So then where is this stuff coming from? Have you planned for that? I know we were just talking, Victoria and I, off the air about Massachusetts and what an unbelievable disaster it is because they haven't planned. You know, we didn't plan for the COVID. Right. There are plenty of excuses to go around legitimately for how things didn't work when this all, you know, came to pass. But we're a year into it now. And we know where the vaccines are being made. We know where the problems are. And yet, there still is, you know, we're in the middle of February. It may be April before things that were planning, that were promised for February get taken care of. Because there's no planning. Or people who are responsible, and this goes back to our question on social media about paying your taxes, the people who are responsible are doing a crappy job. That's all, you know, it boils right down to that. So one of the things that Victoria researched is a way to go online and help you schedule a vaccine shot. You want to explain that, how that's all
sure.
working? You did that for me, and it looks like, you know,
we know that you're on the list. We just don't know when your state is going to change the phase. Because
mess.
Right now you're in the next phase.
Right.
It's weird though because with Massachusetts. So here's the deal. So finding a vaccine appointment is very challenging. I did this for probably 2.5, maybe even 3 weeks straight for my parents. And mm-hmm. it's like you're sitting there and you're like trying to buy concert tickets online with Ticketmaster. You just keep hitting refresh, and it's a very tedious process. And a lot of people are complaining about it as well. So if you're unsure where to even begin, you can start with most states or all states at this point have some sort of a COVID, you know, portal on their mm-hmm. on their .gov site. If that doesn't give you a lot of information, your state of Massachusetts did not. NBC News actually created a website, and it's NBC, and we'll post.
Well, they used that woman from Framingham. That's where that came from. The woman in Framingham that developed the portal, she was a software person,
mm-hmm,
and now
right.
they're all using it. They've hired her to do this stuff, and
yeah.
so it's good. Yeah.
So this is the portal that I use to help you to get you on the list, and it's very easy to use, and I really recommend it. There are a bunch of them, but this is the best one. It's nbcnews.com/specials/plan-your-vaccine. We'll put this up on our socials. This is a really simple way. You just type in your home state, what age you are, if you have any health issues that would qualify you to, you know, be vaccinated sooner, and then it'll tell you exactly what phase you're in and where you can go and book an appointment. If you qualify, if you're eligible for the immediate shot, then it will even take you to a portal to help you book your appointment. So it's a great site. It's very helpful. Another one that's really good is from GoodRx. That's a company, it's an app a lot of people use to lower the cost of prescription drugs. So GoodRx also has a vaccine portal that can help you figure out, and they're very connected to pharmacies. So yeah. If you're in a state that has like a lot of CVS or Walgreens, if they have the vaccine, that's probably the best site to go to. And again, we'll post that on our socials too. So if you do get an appointment, here's the best advice that I have for you, because having gone through this for my parents, if you are ready and you do get pushed through and there's an appointment available, make sure you have, if you're doing this for elderly people in your family or even for yourself, you have to have your insurance card at the ready. Make sure you have all of your information correct, especially the insurance card number, the group number, the, you know, the plan number, all that, because you do not want to waste any time. If you make it to this point, you need to go lightning quick in order to get that appointment
fast.
Because they disappear quickly.
Gonzo. Yeah. So we're getting about a million shots available a day. By the end of this month, it's supposed to be 3 million. It's supposed to be close to 4 million by the time we get to April and May. But it's maybe listening to Fauci anyway, and we have that story, the discussion on the DJV download today at djvshow.com. But it may be into July, by the 4th of July, before everybody's pretty much taken care of. So that's a little discouraging. But maybe it's more realistic, and staying with the theme that I was talking about as we get started here, you know, what's the plan? What are we doing? Well, how's the organization going? And is this the reality of it? Even though we were talking about things that have to do with the weather, it still applies, I think, to this whole focus on shots and when we're going to get them. Management, organization, skilled management is very important, and we don't have a lot of that, unfortunately, in government. 17 after the hour on the DJV program. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. Okay, so we need a bachelorette update. I was going to do something else with the vaccines, but it sounds to me like you are all, three of you are hot on who's this person for the bachelorette?
Nope, don't include me on this.
Okay.
The bachelorette. She ended
Victoria and I like her. But
yeah, we all like her, yeah. But her, you know, they broke off the engagement, and now, and her guy is in Florida, the former guy. She lives in Southern California, and now she's been spotted by eagle-eyed fans in Florida. So she flew to Florida to hang out with the guy that broke up with her. So
Jay, how can you miss out on all that? What in the world is the matter with
reality
you?
I don't. I'm not. I get why people do like it. Don't get me wrong, but it's not like
missing out.
Yeah, yeah, right. Sounds like missing a big time. 21 after the hour on the DJV program. Beat it, beat it, beat it.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 23 after the hour. Boy, we should make a podcast of these breaks. Woof. It's the DJV program, and it's now social media time. And we can also find out why Jay doesn't like all of these Bachelor and Bachelorette. Maybe we'll do that. We'll save that for later on, because I think it's very important for the audience to know where you all stand, because they may not like you, Jay, anymore if you don't...
I know. These are the hard-hitting facts right
here.
Right. Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Big-time stuff. All right. There are trending things that maybe... I look at this stuff, and I haven't seen some information, like the fact that online stories about people from up in this neck of the woods are helping the people down in the disaster areas, the South Texas, Oklahoma, all through the panhandle, with advice. So what are people saying?
There was a northerner who put out this whole long thread of different tips and, you know, saying that, hey, sorry, southerners, that so many northerners are saying you guys are wimps. You've never dealt with this. Here are my tips. And then people are adding to those tips.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, it's
like, what are some of the
conversation. Wear layers of loose-fitting clothing. A lot of people think to layer up with tight layers. That will not help. You need the loose-fitting clothing. Put towels or blankets over windows at your door frames. Have all of your doors in the home closed so there's not creating any drafts or breezes. Go into the warmest home in your house, whatever room that is that holds the most warmth, and camp out there. If you still have running water and you can get hot water, fill up different water bottles so that you can put those in your bed. And when you're layering your blankets, don't go thin to thickest. Have your fluffiest, thickest, most warmest blankets on you, and then as the layers go, get lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Yeah, good. Those are good tips. Then we were asking for you to come up with names of celebrities and what they did before they were famous. We were just talking about acting, but there are a lot of them that worked at 7-Eleven. How many waiters and waitresses came out of these stars of today, right?
Oh, I'm sure almost everyone, because being a server is the easiest way to get somebody to cover your work shift so you can go to an audition or go if you did have a job where, I mean, your bosses didn't care if you were the person working or not, just as long as that shift was covered.
Yeah, right. All right, now, on the social side of things, this is interesting. What do you worry about, or what do you fear your child has missed out in this past year? I think that's a very good question. What are you getting for answers there?
In Massachusetts, Sandy Bradley says social interactions and learning how to take turns and get along with other kids is something that's probably been, you know, highly missed. Joanne Hahn's grandchildren in California have been missing their friends and extra activities, but their grandchildren in Australia are in school and really have been able to be thriving. Tabitha Young's son is missing his entire senior year experience. And Matt Hansen says he's had conversations with teachers in his area, and it seems most elementary school students on virtual learning are about 6 months behind their in-school peers.
Yeah, it's the whole year, as far as I can see, has been a waste. You know what I would like to ask in conjunction with that? Whether or not you think we're going to go back to normal, or what do you think normal is going to look like when we get through all of this stuff late in the summer or in the fall, but you know, going to movies and that sort of stuff, concerts, going to church, school. What's the new normal going to be like? Is that a good question?
That's a great question. When will we get back to normal, and is that our old normal or a new normal?
Yeah, exactly. All right, also a question about topics in the news media and the things you're tired of. Victoria, you want to weigh in? On that, Victoria gets tired. Well, I do, too. I get easily, I don't know, bored is the right word, but I get impatient with the same old stuff. That's why you very infrequently hear discussions of the same thing over and over again on this program, because it just isn't stimulating much of anything else. So what's coming out of that, Jay?
Bonnie Ellison is done hearing about anything regarding Fauci and Romney and would like them to, quote-unquote, take their flip-flops and visit a beach far, far away.
Interesting.
That doesn't sound terrible, actually.
No, it doesn't sound terrible.
Fauci and Romney? That's a weird pair to pick out.
Fauci and Romney.
Not as weird as you'd think, actually.
What? What do you mean? Do you think they're two peas in a pod, Jennifer?
I think they're, yeah, I do, actually.
Really? Is there something going on behind the scenes we need to know about?
No.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Galveston County Medical Examiner's Office is requesting refrigerated trucks in anticipation of more fatalities from a brutal cold winter storm in Texas this week that has already claimed many lives and left millions without power. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry said fatalities will climb as officials conduct more welfare checks. Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky are being affected by these storms. Temperatures will stay 20 to 40 degrees below normal through the weekend when a storm developing over Texas will bring the next round of winter weather. U.S. farmers won't see another year as profitable as 2020 for at least a decade, the U.S. Department of Agriculture projected Tuesday. Farm profits soared to their highest level in 7 years amid a flood of government aid related to the pandemic and the trade war, with federal deficit assistance payments accounting for more than a third of U.S. farmers' $121.1 billion in net income last year. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Impeachment proceedings against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could be in the works. Reports are stating Ms. Pelosi was warned of possible violence at the Capitol last month and refused to shore up security. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she will try to establish a 9/11-style commission to investigate the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. But Republican lawmakers have asked the Speaker for details about what she knew about security threats before that day. Representative Mike Turner says that Capitol Police presented the House's sergeant-at-arms with evidence that there could be violence. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that Pelosi needs to address what happened with that intelligence.
That he had informed the sergeant-at-arms, and the sergeant-at-arms had declined that additional support. Now, everyone assumes, and the understanding is, the Sergeant of Arms reports directly to the Speaker of the House. He would certainly have gone to her and to her office and requested and given them the information and requested guidance before he would have rejected that additional protection. So this is going to be pretty important, because if it turns out that Nancy Pelosi turned down additional protection for the Capitol, she may have, in the end, brought forth articles of impeachment because she turned down appropriate protection for the Capitol.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden on Tuesday said that the COVID-19 vaccine will be available to every American who wants it by the end of July, and that we'll have over 600 million doses ready to go. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Take a deep breath. Everybody ready? On my count. One, two, three. I didn't hear you doing it. You doing a deep breath? Where'd everybody go?
Deep breath.
Yeah.
We're here.
and doing a good job of ignoring me, too, it sounds like. The DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The situation with COVID, the situation with basically everything coming to a halt, and what it's done to things like education, and what happens when we don't have good schooling, when kids are left to their own. And I go to Jennifer because Los Angeles is the best example in our country of a failed public education system, at least in my knowledge, in my circle.
Yeah.
I think that the what has happened, the amount of crime, and that's basically, that's the number one thing. When you don't get people educated and they are wandering around the streets like they are in Los Angeles, 60% of the kids when they get to 16 drop out of school. That's a huge, horrible indictment of the system and how bad it is. So
you look around in your classroom and you know that half of your classmates, more than them, are not going to graduate with you. Think about that number. That's huge.
Right. So we keep pouring money. The latest plan from the new administration has put $1.3 billion into public schools, more than already is there. What does that get you? If the situation stays the same, that is, if they're not teaching things that stimulate youngsters, if they're not being trained to do something with their time, if the teachers are too worried about how many breaks they get and how much time they have to spend in service, and they don't want to go back to school because of COVID or whatever else it is that's bothering them, well, you know, what are we going to turn out? See, we were talking earlier, and this is what got me thinking about this, the analysis of we go green, and what does it mean? Okay, we got the windmills and stuff like that, but they're all frozen now in the Midwest and the Mid-South. So that doesn't mean we stop trying to go green, but it means we ought to think things through a little bit better as to what the ramifications are, the old what-ifs. That's what good government is all about. That's what businesses do, isn't it? When you plan for a rainy day, or you plan for things that may not work.
Yeah,
the
you
way
have backup
that,
plans.
Yeah, exactly. And so when it comes to people talking about excellent education in America and all of the things, you know what? That's a bunch of baloney. It really is. And so I'm not indicting the entire teaching, and I just get sick of people. All teachers are to know. I'm just saying that there are plenty of things that we ought to be thinking about. Back to the question that we have on the socials about whether you are annoyed because you're paying taxes that aren't going anywhere. These teachers, some of them in some of these systems, and it is maybe even shouldn't focus on the teachers, but the overall plan and what goes on, you know, the annual incidences of assault, larceny, motor vehicle thefts, burglaries, gone way up in the pandemic since schools have been closed down.
And well, unemployment is also at the highest it's been in I don't even know how long, probably my lifetime.
Yeah.
And so with high unemployment always comes an increase in crime. That's just a baseline.
Well, but it's a double whammy. It's a double whammy, Victoria. There's much more to all of the crime and the education connection, I think. And it isn't about coursework and passing grades. There's a lot of stuff that the people who are teaching, the people, the parents that are not paying attention, they're missing out on what their students are doing. What's the performance? And were there even in this last year report cards? How do we know what the...
Yes.
There were
report cards, but they're down significantly. And from what I hear from people who... I know who are parents and who are teachers, boys are actually being affected even more than girls are with the at-home study. The boys, for whatever reason, are not able to focus as well as some of the girls. Now, that's not to say the girls aren't suffering, too, but from everybody I've talked to, they said, watch boys over the next couple of years, see what happens, because there have been some really big obstacles in how kids are learning, if they're even showing up to class. I mean, when you get to the high school level, they have 25% attendance in online school in LA Unified School District.
Yeah.
In lower grades, there's higher attendance, but a lot of kids are figuring out ways to play games on their phones or devices, and they're not really engaged or paying attention to the teacher, and no one's really supervising them, because how many parents have the luxury of having someone at home solely just to watch over the kids? Not many people right now.
All right. You want to go one step further here? As long as we're talking about education and what people get out of it and what we're being, if the systems were operating normally, whether it be high school, post-secondary education, there is, when you look at the list of prestigious colleges, there is a list also of that, of money coming into these schools from our adversaries. China has donated billions of dollars into American colleges. Did you know that? So what are the next generation of leaders from wherever it is, the heartland, wherever it is? If you look at the donations, and by the way, these are not required to be reported under any federal law. There's no, you don't have to tell where the money comes from. But there is a group of colleges. Georgetown is one. Cornell is another. MIT is another. Harvard, Yale. They, in the last year, got $6.5 billion in gifts and research contracts from you know who. So how is that? What do we, you know, we're not even looking at stuff like that. Thinking about the threat of having the Chinese influence our educational programs and colleges to the extent that $6.5 billion buys. What do you think that buys? And are you even, do you even think about it? When you're sending your children off to college, what are they going to learn?
And let's talk about the greater message here. It's not only that there are influences in what people are learning, but it's also allowing open-door policies to allow people from China into the schools, which is, in some cases, on
right.
the up and up,
props.
And in some cases, how they're sneaking people who are spying into the country.
Yeah, so, was it an MIT professor or Harvard?
It was an MIT professor.
Who got arrested last year.
Yeah,
spying.
Right.
Harvard,
yeah,
maybe.
Exactly.
You're right. Yeah, but at one of the Ivy Leagues, and they've got the professors in the ring. They've got the young kids coming in the ring, and not all of them are like that. So obviously, they are just passing people through. But this is how they're spying on us. How they're stealing our technology,
our
secrets, butting up to people in power.
They're not even trying to cover up their goal to achieve dominance over everything, thinking, running the world, businesses. They're telling us by this. Right. And so on it goes. I remember when I was on the Board of Trustees in Heidelberg, we were thrilled to get students from China. We would send somebody over there every year to recruit kids. And now they're being, you know, they don't have to come over here because they're having our people go over there. Oh, they think this is great. This is very prestigious. China has dumped millions of dollars this past year into the University of Pennsylvania. Let's see here. The National Legal and Policy Center filed a complaint last month with the Department of Education about $67 million worth of donations from the Chinese into several universities that they said violated the Higher Education Act, which requires universities to disclose sources of money of more than $250,000. So the Chinese got wise to that, and they kept their donations individual for chairs to $240,000. So they can do any number of,
but think,
you know,
about
chairs,
this. We sent Felicity we sent Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin to jail for doing essentially the same
what
thing.
What these guys
right?
are doing. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think people ought to be wise. They ought to be waking up to this stuff. You can spend all the time you want worrying about whether Trump should be impeached or not and all that damn foolishness. In the meantime, look at what the Chinese are just sucking their way into every facet of your life, and you're all asleep to it. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Everybody.
So are you not supposed to send your kid to an Ivy League school if they
You're
did?
Supposed to know. Well, not if
what
it's being funded by the Chinese. Why would you?
Well,
I wouldn't send my
would
kid
you,
to any school.
Because why would you not go to an... Your daughter went to an Ivy League school. Why would you not do that and take that validation that opens so many doors? I understand what you're saying, but like the practicality of it.
Megan going to Brown didn't open a door for her. Going to Oxford.
Okay, well, I have a ton of friends who went to Ivy Leagues and opened doors for every one of them.
Yeah, it does.
Right. So
but what
that's
do we
what
do?
So
you
if
want to just give in because the Chinese are going to control the Ivy Leagues.
How is it giving in if you're still benefiting from that education and you
but
still have that on your
But what education are you getting? What are you being taught? You're being taught what they want you to learn, not what is the academic routine, usually. It's the Chinese curriculum.
I get what you're saying, but you're very linear in this, and that's not necessarily the reality of if there are parents out there who, like Jen just said, there are parents, celebrity parents, who paid money, and that's not even an Ivy League school, but like to go into USC. But parents are desperate to get kids into really good colleges.
Why are they desperate? Why?
Because that's just how parents are. That's how the system is.
I understand
is right
that,
now.
But the parents need to wake up to the lack of employment opportunities. Well, after you paid for your kid to go to school,
well,
what do they have
school.
Out of a bachelor's degree? You get nothing.
Well, that's any college, though. That's
well,
not necessarily just Ivy League.
I think we've got a real reckoning. There's a real reckoning coming, and we're not paying any attention to the information that we have at our fingertips with regard to how influential the Chinese are getting in every aspect of our lives. It is very dangerous. In a moment, we have some music to experience. There's an interesting story out of the Janet Jackson Quarter about a song that's doing, or an album actually, doing very well. It's been around for a while. So we'll talk about that in a matter of moments here on the DJV program.
To be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials. Sounds like Janet Jackson music to me, doesn't it, to you ladies?
Oh, yeah. This reminds me of going to jazzercise in the late 80s.
Yeah. All right, so this is a 35-year-old tune, right, from an album that's 35 years old called Control. It has taken the number one spot on the Apple Top 40 album chart. She went on Twitter, Janet Jackson did, to thank all of her fans, saying the support made her emotional. So why now and why this as opposed to anything else that she might be doing?
It's the 35th anniversary. This happens a lot with albums that are, you know, Queen's album. Depending on what the buzz is, you know, a lot of albums will re-chart and go back to number one. But I don't think anyone saw this coming, especially Janet.
No, right. Well, there's been a lot of tension on her because Timberlake has been apologizing for being an a-hole with some of these women like her after the incident. When was that, 2003? How long ago was that?
2004.
Her boobs got shown, yeah. All right, so let's see. What else we got to celebrate here? Harry Belafonte turns 94. Daylight come and me want to go home. You ladies know this song?
From Beetlejuice.
Of course, yeah.
Well, it isn't from Beetlejuice originally. It was
that's
where you know it from. All right, so there's a party that will be live streamed on Sunday the 28th, The Gathering for Harry, it's called. Performances and guests from all, let's see, Danny Glover will be there, Jane Sanders, Stacey Abrams, Reverend Al Sharpton, yeah, that'll be a real draw, Jackie Cruz. Tribute to Belafonte's work as a civil rights activist. He's done more good in that department. He's been very outspoken, very interesting guy, too. Tickets begin at $25. If you want to sponsor the streaming, you can donate $100,000. So there you go. Happy birthday to Harry Belafonte, his 94th birthday charity event. It's 10 before the hour.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Boop, 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 boop. 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Here's our pal, Warren Eckstein, everybody's pal, author of the book Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, in which he tells the stories of how all the dogs and cats he knows have listened to him tell his stories and try to help him out over the years. So this is from the perspective of the pets helping Warren out. Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. I recommend it highly. It does a lot of good for me, actually, too. It explained how why it was that the cows were so helpful to me, because the cows listened to my every word. It's very important to get on.
Like they had a choice.
Yeah. All right. So Warren is here, and you and Victoria just talking about something that I think is a great thing to overview for our audience. That is how often we, as human beings, or at least I do, I recommend you get a physical every year. I think everybody from their 20s and beyond needs to have a physical so you know what's going on in your body every year. So what's your approach to animals and physicals, Warren?
Well, a lot has to do with the age of the animal and the health of the animal. For example, as they get older, I always recommend a minimum of twice a year. But if you notice any changes...
Really? Twice a year?
As they get older, absolutely. As they get older, just like with people, certain things crop up. And if you catch them early, then you can resolve a lot of issues. So twice a year minimum with a dog.
All right, so what do you advise people listening to your program? What do you do yourself? What do you look for in the physical? Like when we have a physical, we want blood work to be done. We want to check our pee. We got to do the vitals, check your heart, your lungs, all that stuff. So what does somebody look when you're watching the vet check out your dog? What are you looking for?
Well, it depends. You know, if you're just coming in for a general examination, they may not do a blood test, but they're going to, you know, they're going to check the heart, they're going to check the lungs, they're going to check the eyes, they're going to check the ears. There's a lot of things they check for. Weight, to see what the dog's weight is all about.
What about poop and pee?
Well, it depends. If you notice that, you see, we talked about this. We never got to. I told people the importance of looking at their dog's poop. I know that sounds crazy. It sounds eccentric.
No, it's important.
Heaven forbid I should ever be called crazy or eccentric. But
no,
the importance is that if you notice a change in your dog or cat's poop, you should take a sample to the vet. You should take a sample to the vet. So those are the things that they should really be looking for. And the most important thing is that your vet should spend enough time with you to let you know things that are you need to know in terms of changing. If your dog's, for example, coughing more, if your dog is sneezing more, if your dog is eating more, for example. Let's say you have a dog that's drinking more water. You want to have that dog checked for diabetes. Let's say you kiss your dog and his breath smells really sweet. That could be a partially diabetes.
What causes diabetes in dogs, same as in humans?
I believe so. I don't know specifically the medical causes of it, but I believe it's pretty much the same things in human beings, exactly.
Well, but it would be dependent on what you were feeding the dog. Like, I feed Lucy Pet, and I feed some scraps to Daisy, but I think there was a canned dog food. I don't like using canned dog food because I think it stinks, and it's usually full of, even if you buy the good stuff, or is there a good canned dog food? I usually give Daisy some tuna fish or something. What do you think should come out of a can?
I use the Lucy canned food. I know where it's
made. They canned food? I didn't know.
I didn't know they make canned food.
Oh,
really?
Their website. Absolutely.
I have to switch to that then because my dogs have been enjoying the Lucy, the kibble, but I didn't know they made canned food because we've got
I mean, you would think I have part of this company, but I don't. But I'm telling you, they just bought the entire plant in Irvine, California, an entire plant. They manufacture at their own plant. They got their own laboratory there. They test everything in and out. Listen, what can I tell you? It's the food I feed my own pets.
What you can tell me is what this guy that runs the company is so damn cheap. I bought him lunch and he still wouldn't advertise on my program. Get to the bottom line of that. But it is good. It's very, seriously, it's a very good product. It's a very good, my son and my daughter and I, all the people in my family use it because it's really the best by far, I think. And the stuff you get in the stores that's hyped. I was in a tractor supply store the other day, and they're hyping all this stuff. And you look at it, and you look at the ingredients. It's like if you were going to the store, looking at the ingredients that you buy food for, you buy for yourself, why don't you look at the ingredients that you're buying for in the pet food?
Doug, this is what amazes me. You go in to buy pet food, dog food, or cat food for your dog. The guy behind the counter at the pet store is giving you all this incredible advice. You need this, you need vitamin this, C, blah, 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 blah. And the bottom line is the same guy sold you a Jeep 2 weeks ago. But all of a sudden, he has this incredible knowledge about your dog's nutrition.
All right, your dog,
you
got
to speak
right
to your vet. And there are veterinary nutritionists out there. You can Google them, look them up.
Mm-hmm.
And,
by the way, when you get the physical and the results come out, the doctor, if he's really or she on her game, actually more women vets now than there are men, if they're on their game, they're going to advise you the sort of things you should be feeding the dog. Where do you get, you don't just feed them. There's a lot of garbage out there. There really is. So, and then you should be also serving them hugs and kisses, which is Warren's proprietary brand of vitamins and minerals that you can get at hugsandkisses.com. Or if you're a fan of the pet show, you can hear all about it when you listen to Warren every weekend. Check it out where it appears or listen to it online at thepetshow.com. But always, always, always give your pets, cats and dogs, hugs and kisses from Warren, hugsandkisses.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.